93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. It is midday now in the Middle East, and as Israel carries out what it calls the second stage of its war with the Hamas terrorist group, it is telling civilians in Gaza to move to the south, promising humanitarian efforts there will be expanding. This after expanding attacks on the Gaza Strip from the air and on the ground.
Plumes billowed over Gaza, ominous signs that the lives of more than 2 million people have become hell on earth. Israel Defense Forces waging their fiercest pummeling of the Strip in memory after fireballs Friday night lit up the skies in this new phase of the war.
CBS News correspondent Remy Innocencio. In this country, the unexpected death of a popular TV situation comedy star, Matthew Perry of Friends. Here's reporter Dick Brennan of CBS New York.
Perry was born August 19, 1969 and raised in Ottawa, Canada. He got his start as a child actor, landing spots on Charles in Charge and Beverly Hills 90210 before hitting it big on Friends. In 2014, he had a hit series on CBS, a remake of The Odd Couple.
Aren't you laying it on a bit thick?
But in the memoir released last year, he said he always struggled with addiction.
I never thought I'd get to sit up here. It's crazy that I wrote a number one bestseller.
Perry said that alcohol and drugs took over his life, which led to many stints in rehab and serious health issues.
But we do not know the cause of his death. This weekend after the mass shootings in Maine, a Texas city recalls another one, the school attack in Uvalde a year and a half ago, with the school there now being replaced with a new building. Chris Fox reports.
The groundbreaking ceremony was punctuated by 21 seconds of silence in remembrance of the 19 students and two teachers killed by an 18-year-old gunman. Uvalde School Board President Luis Fernandez.
Our Uvalde community will show the world how the events of May 24th, 2022 have not and will not define our community.
The new elementary school will feature a tree sculpture near the entrance with 21 branches representing those killed. Robb Elementary is still slated for destruction.
Former Vice President Mike Pence has concluded that this is not his time to keep fighting for the Republican presidential nomination.
Now, I'm leaving this campaign, but let me promise you, I will never leave the fight for conservative values.
That in Las Vegas, where Donald Trump held a campaign event later Saturday night, spoke for about an hour, frequently insulting President Biden and Republican competitors Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. United Auto Workers have reached a tentative deal with Jeep and Chrysler maker Stellantis. It needs member approval. The union has also a proposed deal with Ford, but not with GM. It's right now 6 weeks old. World Series Game 2 going to Arizona, clobbering Texas 9-1, series tied at a game apiece. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. Original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight. Max Inc. Heavy is sponsored by the UPS Store, North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square in Madison. Get all your printing and shipping needs there or at theupsstore.com. And by Weikert Wheelers Lake Point, a home for all. Stop into their office on Atwood Avenue or find them online at weikert-lakepoint.com. Let's kick off tonight with a double dip of Droids Attack. We'll have information about their new beer in just a couple of minutes. It's a double dip of Droids Attack to kick off Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. kicking off Max Inc. Heavy with a double dip of Droids Attack, Sci-Fi or Die. Baram Estrada before that. Droids Attack and Stark Weather Brewing Company just released a brand new beer, Astro Glider APA. The beer is available at Stark Weather Brewing on Atwood Avenue or on Aftershock Classic Arcade on East Washington Avenue. Stop by, have a pint, tell Brad Van congratulations on yet another handcrafted beer from Madison. How cool is that? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy Kay, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Coming up this hour, we got music from The Gusto. We'll do some Zeroed Hero, some Helion Prime, and we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. Abaddon's End is playing a Halloween show at Kid Glove Harry's Prohibition Bar in Viola, Wisconsin. This coming Saturday, it's a Halloween show, Saturday, October 28th. We'll hear their new song, Absence in Adolescence, right after the anthem from Iron Plow. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Where have you gone? What have you been? Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Mesmerizing, packing my bags as I go. I love the keys at the end of the song. Zeroed Hero, their brand new song called Bloody on Max Inc. Heavy. The Gusto before that with Baby Come On. We want you to play your music on Max Inc. Radio. Get us your music. Maybe you would like to perform live in the lair on Max Inc. Radio, or maybe we can sponsor your next live event. All the information is waiting for you right now at maxincradio.com. While you're there, be sure to check out all the podcasts, music news, and grab the Civic Media app and put that in your mobile device right now. Check it out. It's all at maxincradio.com. We're going to invite a Mad Rollin' Doll over to open a box of wine with us. That's coming up next on Max Inc.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store. Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison. And online at theupsstore.com.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm feeling light, feeling lit, feeling high. I fill my glass and raise it high. Ruby red spit in my eye. Don't know why I
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Of a world that never ceases to inspire. A mind can't help but try to understand and find the reasons why the forces in our universe reside. Within the way that a lightning strike can be magnetized, how we're all held down, rooted to the ground, living safe.
Question one.
Maxine Kevy on Civic Media. That was Helion Prime and The Final Theory. Of course, Mary Zimmer there on vocals. Awesome. The Rotten Tommies and Mad Trucker Gone Mad before that. Not Dead Yet, The Grand Fury and New Rogue Rat all on the way before 11 o'clock, at which time it will be time for Essential Last Crack. And I want to know what your Essential Last Crack is. Tell me what your two favorite songs are. And if I play your two songs, I'll hook you up with a Civic Media t-shirt. Head over to MaxIncRadio.com and tell me what your essential last crack is right now. While we do that, we'll do some classic Sky Road Fly and their song Drift King. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
From their latest album, Satisfaction Guaranteed, that is A Pawn in the Hand. Brand new Rogue Rat on Max Inc. Heavy. They just played a show today down at the Mad Farm Moto in downtown Brooklyn. From all accounts, it was pretty cool. Essential Last Crack is coming up right after the news. Right now, Johnny Cashed Out. It's Not Dead Yet on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Mino and the Mayor.
Brian, do you ever have ladies come to your shop, your beautiful, wonderful store on Military, and ask if the diamond they got was real?
Absolutely, they do.
They do, huh?
And how many, if any, are married to people like John Mino?
What's that supposed to mean?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app, Mino and the Mayor.
Amy Herrick has an event coming up called Smart Girls Rock.
I keep seeing the term STEM. What does that stand for?
First of all, the acronym STEM actually came around, I think it was first in 2001. The concept has always been around, but actually calling it STEM is relatively new.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well,
2001 was just yesterday.
Why don't you just relax, Jim?
It feels like it.
How about, Amy? How about more Amy, less you?
Okay. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.